Good to see you guys today. Always an exciting first day of training camp, pad-wise, especially for the line of scrimmage. That's a real area of emphasis every year, and no different today. But before we get going, I wanted to really address for our crowd here today. Anytime you see the Hill packed like that, and this year we decided to get them involved with some crowd noise. And knowing it works for both sides. When we're at home, defensively they need it, and we're on the road, offense. So it was great to see that connection today. On a bit of bad news, Devin Fuller was injured yesterday, and unfortunately he'll be out. And so he has a torn ACL, and we're bummed for him. Had worked so hard to recover from last year's injury, so definitely bummed and sad for him. What a good competitor, and he worked so hard to get back. Now I'm glad to open it up for stuff from today.
How did it go that first day in pads? You saw a couple of hits and a couple of consultations there also.
Yeah, that's usually the case, isn't it? And they want to go against each other so hard. It's we walk that fine line as competitors, so we always want to take care of one another. And but do it at the very best where we can. So we'll work on that. There's tons of stuff to correct on. But at the line of scrimmage, that's where it really goes down. And our training camp has a real emphasis in the run game. Based on some of the guidelines from the spring, we wanted to make sure that part we were really working.
Was Fuller, we didn't see the ingress arm walk by. Was he cutting or running, or how did that?
It was no contact, just like one of those non-contact, just a tweak of something. It wasn't a hit that caused it, so we're definitely bummed for him.
Coach, Casey was out there running with the free safety and stuff like that. I thought I saw Ricardo at the start of practice. But
no, I excused. Rico had a personal matter to attend to today, and he'll be back in town tonight. But it was important for him to spend time that he needed to. So we excused him last night, and he'll be back tonight, hopefully in time for tomorrow. But it's I'd say it's day to day, and we'll know. So it was a good opportunity for KZ. He's got such a good mentor for Rico, so Rico want to know how he did.
And what you thought about how KZ did?
It felt when I saw him in pre-practice, man, I really want to hear your communication today, and knowing that's such an important part of your role playing on the defense. But he did fine, and seemed like he fit right in, made the calls. He's got a good partner to go along with Keanu some inside there, so we're pleased to see that.
You addressed it at the start of the camp. Julio would be limited early, but what have you seen from him on the field so far?
The movement and the speed, that's where he feels good. So I anticipate as we're going into tomorrow, more of the individual, and then hopefully into some teamwork for next week. As far as playing at our best, we got a long way to go. So he is really fit, and his weight's up. He's stronger than he's been in a while. So he's using that strength at the line of scrimmage. You can feel that that confidence sometimes that comes with just a little extra strength, a little extra weight with the same speed. He's always had really good ball skills, and towards the middle of last year, we challenged him, use this good speed without having to grab. He's done a good job with that, but I'd say more than anything, you feel the physical presence of him.
Coach, you place so much emphasis on the battle. Were there any players today that you felt really stepped up in that competition?
Yeah, I would hope. I've got a list of about 50 guys. The reason we do the one-on-ones is for that purpose. So this morning in the staff room as coaches, we wanted to see some specific matchups. We wanted to see Beasley versus Matthews in a one-on-one. We wanted to see Freeman and Jones in pass protection. Over on the other side, we wanted to see Alford and Trufant against some of the younger receivers. So I didn't get to see that one. I'm looking forward to it. Thought the line of scrimmage, the offensive line in and out of the huddle to make sure that tone was set was good. But as far as the competition, I'm hopeful that's all over the tape when we go back in to watch it.
Coach, the decision to move Devondre to Sam, what went into that and what are your observations thus far?
First things, it was the physical profile that we knew he could handle the job. He's got length, he's got strength, and we thought we could add some pass rush with him as well. So it was only possible if we added some other linebackers with that. And so that was part of the decision to move Ish to linebacker, part of the decision to add Duke to the team. Could we have more versatility? He'll still be a factor for us playing in our nickel defense, playing the will. He's got the ability, because of his size, to match up on tight ends and man-to-man. We love the battle that he and Hooper do almost on a regular basis. We said hopefully for about the next 10 years, every day these guys go after one another. Hoop wins. Dre comes back to win. They come back, and That's the type of iron sharpening iron that we like to see.
Who else are you looking at closely when it comes to those one-on-one drills with the tight ends?
Salbert, for sure, as one to see. He's got real quickness, Vaughn, that when he comes off the ball. So now I want to see what is he going to look like at the line of scrimmage in the run game. You know, can he block an edge? So for sure, he was one. And Perkins. Perkins added some weight. So we want to see, does he have to be a move guy or can he play right there on the line of scrimmage? So those two specifically.
What about on the other side when you're the one-on-one drills?
Oh, in terms of covering?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. It's the safeties and the linebackers. So that was Riley today. That was Campbell today to see can they match up on tight ends. Tight ends in our league, it's a problem, you know, because of the length. So you want the speed to be able to cover backs, and you want some of the length to be able to cover the big tight ends. So each week there's some tough matchups, and we certainly know in our division we have some tough ones.
I think when you were previewing camp, I think wide receiver was the first position you mentioned when you talked about what you expected in competition and how competitive it would be. First week, is that what you're seeing?
I have seen that, and where does that little separation begin? Each day there's new times to see who can go for it. I thought Davis had a good day yesterday, and then I felt Burton come on a little stronger today. And then where's McGee fit in? So it's like back and forth battle. Now, what we stress to them is they're not competing against them. So if you're trying to compare yourself to the guy, well, he had a drop, I did better, you're wrong. Like, you're seeing how good you can get, and that's how the group gets better. So we avoid counting numbers and lines. Okay, I did better than him today. It's like all of them see how far they can push to go get it.
Julio said he tried to pick up from Roddy in terms of being a leader for young guys like that. Do you see that on the field and in the locker room?
I have, and really I have, especially over the last 2 years. And, of course, our relationship's gotten stronger in that time. It's the small moments in a locker room, in a meeting room, about the standard, about what you can do, a different way to play it. And so it's behind the scenes that so much of his leadership takes place.
Coach, how soon after the pads go on, you kind of get a sense of what these people can do in the game and the atmosphere?
For sure, through some preseason games. And that's another stress. So we do so many situations. That's part of the evaluation to see can they handle the different environment, the different stress, can they handle the physical part of it. So it's a constant make it hard. And then we'll get into the preseason game and do that as well. So it's not just the pads. It's that in 2 minutes, and here's a new look, and here comes the blitz. Can you handle all those jobs? And that's why it takes a little longer. If it had just been like going to a combine and saying he ran this fast, you have proof of that. He did this well in the drill. So here it's kind of the culmination of all of it, the physicality, the smarts, the speed, the anticipation. So it takes longer. I'd say the urgency that we want to practice with. We have some real objectives in training camp, and one of them be the best attacking team in ball. One of them is going to be, can our turnover ratio be there? So constantly the defense going after the ball against the offense to see if they can go after it. So those are things that we talk about like on a regular basis. The way we evaluate those practices, this is a good one, it's the urgency, the details that go into it.
Is there anything you can share about how Fuller handled? Obviously, this is 2 years in a row, and especially crushing for anybody.
It was really disappointing. So those are the times, hey, man, you give the guy a hug and let him know this. I know this is another setback for you, and we appreciate the work that you've put in to get back. And then from there, the next step for him is surgery, and he knows what that process looks like, having been down that road before. So we're disappointed for him, and what I told him, man, what a guy for you. He's really got his stuff together, you know, not only as a ball player but as a man. So in the NFL, however it goes from here, you know, he's somebody that's got his world in order.